This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
As the new cases of canine influenza spread across several states, veterinarians are urging vigilance after hundreds of dogs have contracted this virus. If you are a dog owner like I am, you want to know about this story. More than a thousand dogs in Chicago have been tested positive for this canine dog flu. And in other various states like Atlanta, Iowa, Indiana, Massachusetts, New York, it's starting to spread around. So what do you do about it? If you've got a little pup and you like to take them to the dog park, what do you really do about it? Well, I'm going to answer some questions for you today. First, can humans get it? I hear this question all the time. Everybody hears this question. No. No evidence has been found that this is something that transmits from dogs to people. However, again with the vigilance, wash your hands. If you are around one of these dogs, as I was a couple of weeks ago, that was coughing and had this respiratory virus, and we know that this dog got it, I washed my hands, washed my clothes, you know, just so that I didn't transmit it to my pupper, you know, that so you want to make sure not to spread it around, but there is no evidence that humans can get this. So, you know, not even interested in how the virus started or really what's causing it. Is it fatal? Yes and no. If it's not cared for, if your dog doesn't get on antibiotics, if it becomes like a pneumonia, then yes, it can be. For the most part, again, it's a virus. It's a flu, just like we get flus. So you have to make sure that your dog gets hydrated. So the treatment is immunity boosting, just like it is for us. So, you know, you don't want that secondary bacterial infection. So you want to make sure to keep your dog healthy. And if you are afraid of this thing, keep your dog away from the dog parks. Ask your groomer if they have any incidents of dog flu, if you go to a dog groomer, if you go to your vet's office, just like if you're going to the pediatric office, if there are coughing sick dogs at the vet office, maybe it's something you want to question your vet about not bringing them at that time or finding a less crowded time to bring them, because dogs like to touch noses and get right up there with each other. So that's definitely something you want to take care of. Rest, fluids, keep away from the dog parks. And, you know, the symptoms are similar to the human flu. You runny nose, lethargy, loss of appetite. Maybe they even have a fever. On to our next interesting story. I find this very interesting that the teens, the searching the internet for healthy living advice for surprising reasons, maybe not so surprising. They're asking about things that they might be uncomfortable asking their parents about. Can they get an STI from oral sex? Is there a safe amount of alcohol for them to drink? You know, these are questions they don't always want to ask their parents. So what do? They go to our good friend Google and they type it in the question box and they come up with all sorts of answers. Whether they're getting reliable answers, that I'm not so sure about. And it's interesting to note that they're also doing additional research in some cases. They're going online to find information to help their parents with medical questions or concerns. I find that kind of sweet. But the good news is also that while the internet is still the most popular media source for their health information, they're still getting a majority of that from their parents. So parents, communicating with your teens, finding out what they're looking at online is still always a really good idea. And so thanks for listening to the breaking news. We have a lot of good stuff coming up in today's show right here on Health Radio, which is on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.